Welcome to Mind Brews, your daily dose of information. Let's start. The truth behind the Russian sleep experiment. What really happens when you don't sleep? Could you go in an entire day without sleep? Your eyelids grow heavy, your body sluggish. By the end of those 24 hours, your temper sours, your mind foggy, your reflexes slower than those of a somnambulist. Now, try to imagine going 2 days without sleep. Your sense of concentration begins to dissolve, paranoia ensues, and you begin to see strange, shadowy figure dancing around just beyond your line of vision hallucinations, no doubt. At the 72-hour mark, you can barely form a coherent thought. Your body aches, and you lapse into terrifying bouts of microsleep, those fitful seconds when the brain forces itself to shut off, even as you fight to stay awake. Now pushing even further, 8 days, 10 days, 12 days without a single moment of rest. At this point, your body is chaos, and your mind is a hair's breadth away from insanity. Most people would do just about anything for the relief of sleep, anything to silence the whispers and shadows. Yet, in the chilling tale of the Russian sleep experiment, the subjects, deprived of sleep for 15 brutal days, wanted none of it. What they wanted was something much darker. Yes, much darker. Welcome to the Russian sleep experiment. This infamous story, the Russian sleep experiment, may read like an urban legend, but just to clarify, it's entirely fictional. It plays on real scientific and psychological fears that resonate with us all. Let's break down the tale, confront the very real horrors of sleep deprivation, and see why this internet myth has clung to the imagination so tenaciously. Disclaimer: this article delves into unsettling psychological and physiological extremes that may not be everyone's cup of tea. Not for the faint-hearted, it explores the gruesome and eerie effects of sleep deprivation, hallucinations, and intense psychological suffering, along with a fictional story designed to tap into primal fears and historical horrors. Please proceed with caution, especially if topics like severe mental and physical distress are uncomfortable for you. The Russian sleep experiment. The Russian sleep experiment is one of the most spine-chilling and enduring tales of internet horror. Set in the late 1940s during a period of Soviet secrecy, the story alleges that 5 prisoners, deemed enemies of the state, were promised freedom in exchange for participation in an experiment, to remain awake for 15 days straight. The prisoners were confined to a sealed room, continuously pumped with a stimulant gas to prevent sleep. At first, they seemed normal, if irritable and tired. They talked, told stories, and in some grotesque way, adapted to their sleepless state. But as days dragged on, their sanity started to unwind. By the 5th day, paranoia set in. They stopped speaking to each other and began whispering dark, incoherent phrases into the room's microphones. By the 9th day, they were muttering and screaming, clawing at their skin and clothes, and stuffing rags into the vents to block the cameras and microphones. Then came silence. The researchers grew concerned, and on the 15th day, they opened the chamber door. What they found was incomprehensible. Carnage. One subject was dead, organs scattered, and the others were locked in a cannibalistic frenzy, tearing at their bodies. When asked what happened, a blood-soaked subject grinned and whispered, "We no longer want to be free." The gas, meant to keep them awake, twisted their minds and bodies into something grotesque, inhuman, something beyond terror. They were begging to suffer. The remaining subjects had only one desperate plea: keep us awake. Remember how we said these subjects wanted something darker? They got exactly that. Just not in the way you'd expect. The origins of the tale. Despite its chilling narrative, the Russian sleep experiment is purely fictional. The tale first appeared in 2010, credited to an anonymous user named Orange Soda, on Creepypasta forums, a genre of online horror stories designed to blur the line between reality and fiction, tapping into our primal fears and social anxieties. But make no mistake. There is no official record of an experiment like this or a stimulant gas capable of keeping people awake for 15 days. So, why does this story feel so believable? According to cognitive psychologist Dr. Neil Dagnall, legends like the Russian sleep experiment resonate because they activate our dual processing model of thought, engaging both our instinctual emotional response system and our slower, critical thinking system. The story captures readers' emotions first, bypassing immediate scrutiny and creating an immersive, visceral reaction. Set against a Soviet backdrop, The story draws on common fears surrounding secret labs, twisted science, and unchecked experimentation. This context amplifies the horror, conjuring anxieties about cruelty and isolation. Dr. Dagnall notes that these tales do more than scare us. They provoke us to imagine the dark potential of the human mind pushed to its limits. Is it really a tale, though? Though entirely fictional, the Russian sleep experiment reflects genuine historical fears rooted in Cold War-era research. During this period, both the Soviet Union and the United States conducted secretive studies exploring the effects of extreme conditions on the mind and body. These experiments aimed to test human endurance, investigate mind control techniques, and boost military resilience in ways that blurred ethical boundaries. One well-documented program was the CIA's MK-ULTRA. In the United States, which included research on mind control, sleep deprivation, and sensory manipulation. The Soviet Union, though often more secretive, reportedly conducted similar studies, with experiments believed to have tested prolonged wakefulness, sensory deprivation, and extreme psychological conditions. Researchers on both sides sought to understand the brain's endurance under intense, manipulated conditions. Though these projects were not as extreme as the Russian sleep experiment, the secrecy surrounding them has fueled ongoing public fascination with stories of unchecked experimentation and psychological control. The Soviet Union's notorious poison laboratory of the secret services, alternatively known as Laboratory 1, Laboratory 12, or Chimera, the cell, in Russian, was one such real-life example of covert and ethically questionable experimentation. Established in the 1920s, this laboratory was used by the Soviet secret police to manufacture and test poisons. Active for decades, the laboratory engaged in human experimentation, testing lethal chemicals on prisoners from the gulags with the goal of creating an odorless, tasteless toxin that could not be detected postmortem. Under leaders like Grigory Mironovsky and with direct authorization from officials such as Lavrenty Beria, Soviet scientists conducted chilling tests with poisons like mustard gas, ricin, and cyanide. These substances were often administered to prisoners as medication, allowing researchers to observe their effects. Victims reportedly experienced rapid physical and mental deterioration, sometimes culminating in death within minutes. The laboratory's activities extended beyond Soviet borders, involving high-profile poisonings and assassinations. Alexander Kutepov, 1930, a Russian general drugged and kidnapped in Paris. Georgi Markov, 1978, a Bulgarian dissident writer assassinated in London via a ricin pellet delivered by an umbrella gun. Alexander Litvinenko, 2006, a former KGB agent fatally poisoned with polonium-210 in London, Alexei Navalny. 2020, a Russian opposition leader poisoned with Novichok, a nerve agent, while in Russia. These real-life cases reflect the dark reality of Cold War-era experimentation and the extremes to which governments went under the guise of scientific progress. Such stories reveal the disturbing plausibility of tales like the Russian sleep experiment, illustrating a historical context where governments used covert research to push human and ethical boundaries. Science behind sleep deprivation. While the Russian sleep experiment is a work of fiction, the effects of sleep deprivation are very real. Here's what science tells us happens when you deprive the body of sleep. One day without sleep, by the end of 24 hours, cognitive function is already compromised. Reaction times are slower, focus becomes difficult, and mood deteriorates. According to the Cleveland Clinic, going without sleep for a day impairs cognitive function to the equivalent of a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.10%, over the legal limit for driving in most countries. 2 days without sleep. By 48 hours, the impact on the body and mind grows more severe. Immunity weakens, increasing vulnerability to illness. Most will experience microsleeps, brief, uncontrollable bouts of sleep that last just seconds. These lapses in awareness can be highly dangerous, especially in situations requiring full concentration. 3 days without sleep. By day three, your system fails. Hallucinations become rather clearer, and the sense of reality blurs and paranoia starts to set in. The grossly impaired cognitive functions make even the simple things impossible. Lack of sleep overstimulates the body to produce stress hormones like cortisol, thereby overloading cardiovascular systems. beyond 3 days. Very few people can stay awake beyond 72 hours as they start confronting serious adverse consequences. In this stage, the body is under extreme stress. Internal temperature drops, blood pressure increases, and chances of heart attack or stroke increase significantly. According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, NHLBI, prolonged sleep deprivation can also lead to immune system collapse, leaving you vulnerable to infections. Historically, scientists recognized the dangers of sleep deprivation long before such internet horror stories appeared. In 1894, Russian physician Marie de Mannekind conducted some of the first recorded sleep deprivation experiments on puppies, observing fatal effects. Soon after, Italian scientists Lamberto Dotti and Giulio Terrazzi kept dogs awake by walking them, eventually leading to degenerative changes in the brain. Later, in 1964, 17-year-old American Randy Gardner stayed awake for 11 days under close observation, experienced mood swings, suffered hallucinations and bouts of paranoia. But thankfully, without the horrific violence described in the Russian sleep experiment. We're not sure about the gas part though. Dangers of sleep deprivation. Sleep is not a luxury, it is a biological necessity, as vital as food and water. Without it, the human body and mind begin to deteriorate. Time and again, research has indicated that chronic sleep deprivation bears a raft of critical health complications. Those individuals who continually have less than 7 hours of sleep every night are at an increased risk of developing conditions such as diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and even early death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 1/3 of adults in the U.S. does not get enough sleep, a factor that has dire consequences. Sleep is essential for the brain's optimal function, supporting memory consolidation and emotional regulation. During sleep, the brain creates new neural pathways, aiding in learning, information retention, and processing of experiences. When sleep is lacking, these pathways do not form properly, impairing memory, focus, and emotional resilience. Over time, chronic sleep deprivation can lead to serious mental health challenges, increasing the risk of anxiety, depression, and even suicidal thoughts. Why did the Russian sleep experiment go viral? Why has a story so clearly fabricated become an urban legend? The Russian sleep experiment deftly manipulates horror tropes, tapping into universal fears. The story blends psychological horror, body horror, and Cold War-era paranoia into a tale that feels hauntingly real. The idea of scientists conducting unethical experiments on unwilling participants doesn't seem far-fetched. Real-life atrocities have occurred in the name of science. The Soviet lab setting, the secrecy, and the notion of human lives being used as tools for scientific progress, all these details create a disturbingly plausible story. It's easy to envision such a tale unfolding behind the Iron Curtain, far from prying eyes. The internet gave this story its wings. First popularized on forums like Reddit, users reshared the Russian sleep experiment, often adding their own twists. The anonymous author and use of grainy black and white images helped make the story viral, embodying the creepypasta genre's ability to blur the line between fiction and reality. Real-life lessons. Though fictional, the Russian sleep experiment is a stark reminder of sleep's essential role in keeping us grounded. Sleep restores the body, calms the mind, and stabilizes emotions. Without it, we lose touch with our bodies and our sense of self. So, the next time you think about pulling an all-nighter, remember that sleep deprivation isn't just about feeling tired, it's about keeping your sanity intact and staying connected to yourself. The true horror isn't an imaginary gas keeping you awake, but the real consequences of neglecting this basic need. Sleep tight, your sanity depends on it. We have a podcast coming out soon. So, stay tuned. We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this story? And what's the longest you've ever stayed awake? Write to us at editor.mindbrews.in. Glossary. Word. Somnambulist sentence with an article. Your reflexes slower than those of a somnambulist. What it actually means. A somnambulist is someone who sleepwalks. Literally walking around while fully asleep. They're not quite awake, not fully asleep, and often have no idea where they're headed, which adds a whole new layer of mystery to sleep disorders. Glossary. Word. Urban legend sentence with an article. This infamous story, the Russian sleep experiment, may read like an urban legend. What it actually means. An urban legend is a popular, widely shared story that's often exaggerated or fictional but presented as a true account. These tales circulate because they play on real fears or fascinations, making people wonder if they might actually be true.